Vermont law requires any company that lays off more than 25 workers to inform the Vermont Department of Labor. IBM did file a notice of a mass separation at its Essex Junction plant, and the Labor Department followed up with a request for more detailed information on affected employees. IBM provided that information to the state. But the company, which has a policy of not releasing layoff totals, asked that information remain confidential, according to Vermont Commissioner of Labor Annie Noonan.
They've cited proprietary business needs and competitive issues and trade secret issues. So they've requested that the department not release that information under the Vermont Public Records Act, and we have given them a few days to explain to us why they think that theory is correct under Vermont Public Records Act, and we'll see what legal information they put forward to the department, and we will obviously evaluate it.
IBM claims releasing the numbers could cause it competitive harm. Alliance at IBM is an IBM employee organization and labor organizing group. Vice President Earl Mongin says when he saw the headline that IBM wants to keep the information confidential, he reacted with instant anger.
I thought to myself, this is the biggest lie I've seen so far from IBM. And I actually had a confrontation with the CEO at the shareholders meeting, discussing pay cuts, discussing how they're hiding numbers. IBM's senior vice president HR works with all these other heads of HR, representing major corporations, General Dynamics, GE, you name them, and they're working together. So if it's such a competitive disadvantage, how can they be working with all these other corporations and they're hiding employment figures?
Labor Commissioner Noonan says any personal information on the laid-off employees would remain confidential, but it is important that the numbers of layoffs be made public.
For example, a community may want to understand what the impact might be to their schools or to home values, if you know a lot of people are leaving the area. And the local smaller businesses want to know the number because they are also thinking about how to potentially restructure or redesign their work operations in the event that they have less business coming in. So, you know, we have our needs for the information. It's both our unemployment division and our workforce development division that really works with these folks. So that's one of the reasons we ask for the information. But in addition, I think the local communities often want to know.
Calls to IBM were not returned in time for this broadcast. Noonan has given the company until noon on Thursday to provide any legal justification for the information to remain confidential. Vermont Governor Peter Shumlin says if state lawyers conclude the Vermont Public Records Act requires release of the information, his administration will do so over IBM's objections. In June, IBM layoffs in East Fishkill and Poughkeepsie in Dutchess County reportedly numbered nearly 700. Those numbers were provided by Alliance at IBM. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.